Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ine ye ma'akeru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'akeru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehempata akan. We must, as Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, fully grasp the reality of actual ancestry as opposed to relative ancestry. Actual ancestry is based on reincarnation. Relative ancestry is consanguineous. It is based on blood relations. Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit people have been lied to by the whites and their offspring concerning our ancestry. We have been falsely told that we can never find out who we are because we were so mixed up during and after physical enslavement. We have been lied to and often perpetuate the lie that we are not quote-unquote African, not truly Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit, because we were not born in Afuraka, Afurait Kaet. This is foolish white pseudo-religious propaganda. There are those of us who have been slavishly co-opted into the false belief that there is no such thing as race. There is no biological basis for race. Race is a social construct. This is foolish. We have once again accepted perverse Eurocentric pseudo-religious dogma parading around as quote-unquote science or facts. The quote-unquote science of the whites and their offspring is simply another title and another form of their pseudo-false religious propaganda. There is a clear difference between Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, and all other groups of individuals on Earth. This difference is biological and spiritual. The whites and their offspring do not have the capacity to examine the deeper building blocks of our biology, where biological racial markers do exist. They therefore state that there are no biological markers delineating racial groups. Their statement is fundamentally that because they have not discovered it, then it must not exist. This is the insane quote-unquote scientific conclusion of the whites and their offspring. Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut reject such insanity. Only slaves are dependent on their purported masters to tell them the truth about themselves. The oracular systems of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, are tools of forensic spirituality which allow us to fully examine the crime scene of enslavement and the accompanying miscegenation in order to arrive at the truth of our identity. The Afarimuka, the shrines of the Nananom Nsamanfo, and the Abosom, the honored ancestresses and ancestors and deities, are open for us to engage and locate the specific ancestral clan of our actual ancestry, the specific Abusiakuo, the clan from which our spirit incarnated before and after enslavement. These investigative tools are superior to the hypotheses, controlled experiments, and pseudo-empirical data leading to false conclusions promoted by those who are inferior to us, the whites and their offspring and their non-white minions. As independent people, we Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut must use our superior tools of investigation to reveal the truth concerning our identity. Actual ancestry is based on reincarnation. If you were an Akan male living in Kumasi, West Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, 250 years ago, you may have witnessed your daughter being taken away to be enslaved in America. You may have been advanced in age. A few years after your daughter was stolen away, you made your transition. You died and your spirit entered the realm of the Asamainfo, the ancestresses and ancestors. As an Osamai, an ancestor, you come to your daughter in her dreams, as well as during times when she is distressed, living a life of slavery on a plantation in America. You, as a protective Osamai, ancestral spirit, guide her in the best manner that you can. She eventually is placed with another enslaved Afurakani individual. They are forced to breed. This is an Afurakani man from the Igbo nation. They produce a child, your grandchild, who is half Akan and half Igbo, blood-wise. This child, this young girl, grows up on the plantation, and you watch over her, your granddaughter, and guide and protect her as her ancestor. She eventually unites in marriage with an Afurakani man from the Ewe nation, who was also enslaved. They produce a child, your great-grandchild, who is one quarter Akan, one quarter Igbo, and half Ewe, blood-wise. This child grows up and is assaulted by a white slaver. A child is born from this rape and is part Akan, part Igbo, part Ewe, and part polluted, part white, blood-wise. This child, your great-great-grandchild, grows up and unites with an Afurakani individual who is also part Cherokee. The child produced from this union is, blood-wise, made up of a number of different Afurakani Afurite Kaitni clans, as well as the pollution from the white and Cherokee intrusions. This child grows up. This is your great-great-great-grandchild. She eventually unites with an Afurakani male who is as mixed up blood-wise as she is. The child born of this union grows up, and the cycle continues. All along the path, you as an Osamine, a great ancestor, watch over your descendants. You come to them in dreams and at other times. You guide them. They survive and keep themselves out of negative situations to the extent that they adhere to your guidance. After another two generations, it is time for you to return to the world. Your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter is a grown Afurite Kaitnit woman now. She marries an Afurakani man. When they unite for the purpose of procreation, your spirit is drawn into her womb. You, the Osamine, her ancestor, are now an embryo. 40 weeks later, you are born into the world as your descendant's newborn child. You have returned to the world for the first time in 250 years. As you grow up in America, you ask your mother, who are we? Where do we come from? She tells you that you have quote-unquote Native American blood in you, white polluted blood in you, and a mixture of different quote-unquote African ethnic groups in your blood as well. She says that she does not know where we come from in Africa and probably will never know. However, you are the exact same Akan spirit who lived and died in Kumasi 250 years ago and have now returned to the world via Bebra, via reincarnation. You are Akan. This is your actual ancestry, because actual ancestry is based on the reincarnation of an actual spiritual entity. Because you are Akan, you are inextricably tied to the Abosom and the Nananum Nsamanfo of your actual ancestry. While you may have an appreciation for the other Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit ethnic groups related to you by blood, it is only through your actual ancestry, your Akan ancestry, that you will be able to fully and properly harmonize your thoughts, intentions, and actions with divine order. It is through the protocols of your Akan ancestral culture and religion that you will be able to fulfill your Nkrabia, your divine function in creation. The other Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit ancestral clans, which are connected to you consanguineously via blood relations, represent your relative ancestry. The cultures and religious expressions of these other Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit groups will soothe your spirit. However, only Akan culture, your actual ancestry, will fully resonate with you. The pollutions which occurred within your blood from the intrusions of the white slaver and the so-called quote-unquote Native American does not and can never make them your ancestors or ancestresses. They are invaders. Just as someone who invades a home cannot be part of the family, just as a microbe invading your body does not become a liver cell or another one of your body's cells. Our families are structured according to the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, the forces in nature who govern us. These forces of nature from whom all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnu directly descend, physically and non-physically. No non-Afura Kani, non-Afurai Kaitni spirit can penetrate that divine spirit blood circle. Only Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnu, who have reincarnated into these specific blood circles, can claim ancestry and true blood relations to one another and the Abosom. You are Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit. You have been born through the agency of one of your descendants. You are an ancient spirit who has returned, just as all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who live in various parts of the world outside of Afura Ka, Afurayat Kaet, are ancient spirits who have returned to earth. You may have been born in this lifetime with a body which is a lighter shade of brown than you had in your previous lifetime when you lived in Afura Ka, Afurayat Kaet. This lighter brown color you now have is a light brown scar. When you have a scar, it is evidence that violence took place. It is also often evidence that the body was able to heal itself. The lighter brown skins that we have are scars. They are evidence that violence took place in our ancestral blood circles. Forced miscegenation, forced race mixing, rape. However, these lighter brown scars we wear are also evidence that the melanin won the physiological battle. We are not melanin recessive albinos. We are not white. We are still Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitni spirits, with melanin-dominant bodies of color. We have the requisite amount of melanin within our bodies to fully receive and transmit the divine energy of Ra Raet, the creator, creatress of the world. We have come through the fire and have emerged stronger than ever. These scars, like most scars, remind us of our triumph over adversity. Moreover, these scars are a constant reminder of what can happen when we accept disorder into our lives, when we accept the whites and their offspring, their culture, and their false religions into our consciousness. Maturity affords us the ability to recognize a scar as a warning. It is a warning to others that they can do nothing to us that we cannot overcome. It is a warning to our own people to never again accept our enemies, the whites and their offspring, their culture and their false religions on any level. The supreme value of the scar lies in its capacity to remind us of the intelligence in embracing divine law and divine hate. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, your Nananom Nsamanfo, your Egungun, your Kuvita, your Mmuo, your honored ancestresses and ancestors want you to know who you are as an extension of themselves. They want you to know and will tell you when you sincerely ask them. Every Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitni individual on earth can find out their actual ancestry. You can find out the specific Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitni ancestral clan your spirit reincarnated from tonight. You must go to your Nananom Nsamanfo, for they are waiting for you. If you have not established an Afari Muka, an ancestral shrine, then it is time to do so. However, you must do so with sincerity and without the poison of alcohol, nicotine, tobacco, marijuana, and other addictive substances circulating through your system. In order to hear from the Nananom Nsamanfo, you must be receptive, and addictive substances are created and disseminated by the whites and their offspring to Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, for the purpose of destroying our spiritual receptivity and our physical bodies. If one is not receptive, one cannot hear, and the divine guidance which is readily available to you is blocked. A hostage is defined as one who is not allowed to communicate with his or her family, the whites and their offspring, by blocking your receptivity and thus your communication with your Nananom Nsamanfo, your honored ancestresses and ancestors, your family, are thus holding you spiritually hostage. We must break free of the addictive substances, as well as the intellectual and conceptual drugs which block our properly directed thoughts towards spiritual communion with the Nananum Nsamanfo. We must reject the foolish notion that we are physical beings only, that we can never find out our ancestry, and that race is not real. It is time for us to awaken from the coma we have been placed in. Many of you claim to embrace Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion and the reality of Bebra, reincarnation, yet function in the world as if you only have one life. You perpetuate the foolish notion that identity is not important nor recoverable, and thus attempt to focus on the aesthetics, the dances, the songs, the prayers, and the quote-unquote exotic dress and foods of the culture. Again, you have been placed in a coma. The attunement to Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, the attunement to the divine order of Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, is only possible for Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, and is possible for us only through the agency of the Abosom and the Nananom Nsamanfo, from whom we directly descend. We were sent into the world to reincarnate through specific ancestral blood circles for a reason. Harmony is only gained through fully engaging and activating the potency contained within our unique spiritual and genetic makeup. This is the way the world and us as Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, as part of the created world, is designed. To embrace your ancestral clan is to embrace your proper place in creation. Some Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, have reincarnated through the miscegenation, the foolish practice of race mixing, by one of their descendants. As an Osamine, an ancestral spirit, you painfully watched as one of your descendants blocked his or her receptivity to divine ancestral guidance. He or she therefore copulated with one of the whites and their offspring, and you were thereby drawn into the womb as an Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit spirit, now forced to have a white quote-unquote parent. When you mature, however, you will fully embrace your natural hatred for your white quote-unquote parent and reject him or her outright forever. This is not your parent. This is an invader into your ancestral blood circle and a polluter of your blood circle. When you embrace your Nananom Nsamanfo and your Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit circulage, so-called lineage, this, your true family, will take you away from the white invader, no matter how they treated you all of your life. In fact, the degree to which the white pseudo-parent treated you with kindness would have determined your degree of endearment to them and other of the whites and their offspring. If you had not awakened spiritually, this would have led you to seek the inclusion of even more whites, more spirits of disorder into your life and blood circle, had you not awakened. However, you have matured. And just as the whites and their offspring took you away from your Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit mother and father on the plantation and carried you away, never to be seen by them again, so will your Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit family today, physical and ancestral, take you away from your white pseudo-parent, never to be seen by him or her again. And this is only the beginning of the balancing of the scales. Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, embrace your Abusiakwo, embrace your ancestral clans. The Nananom Nsamanfo have waited long enough for your return. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ineye Ma'a Keruda.